Welcome to the One Girl Travel Podcast, episode 61 and season 2. Let's go.
Welcome to the One Girl Travel Podcast, your passport to the world of solo travel with certified life and travel coach, Alessia Tenebruso. Join Alessia as she shares her own journey of self-discovery through solo travel, while also focusing on topics such as life coaching insights and travel tips along the way. Now, here's your host, Alessia Tenebruso.
Hello, my friends. Happy New Year. It's been a while. And for good reason, there has been a lot going on. And I just needed a break because I am literally one girl travel, one girl marketing, one girl sales, one girl social media. I am one girl everything. And one girl needed a break, and I am back with season 2. This is Alessia 2.0. We are changing things up. We are talking about a lot more things, and we're getting kind of deep. So I'm excited to share this podcast with you. It's not so much on any specific topic except life. And as my community, I want to share my life with you. I want to be as authentic and transparent with you up to a certain point, of course, but I want to share more with you. And now's the time. And I'm excited to be here with all of you. Thank you for staying here, not giving up on me. I just needed a little break, but I'm ready to start talking. So let's get into it. So first of all, it's a new year. Happy 2024. It has been a jam-packed year so far, and we are only a few days in, but I am so excited about this year. This is the year where all those tears I shed in 2023 have been watering the seeds for 2024. I have some big goals this year, and I'm already putting them into action. My word of the year is bold, and that is the action I am taking this year. I'm taking bold action. I am being more bold than I have been in the past, doing bold things. And in my community, the One Girl Travel Club, I am teaching this month's lesson as a bold year and teaching my members how to be more bold in their life and take bold action on their life this year. And if you want to learn how to be more bold, definitely check it out, onegirltravel.com. Go sign up. I would love to have you as a part of the One Girl Travel Club and teach you everything I know every month. Plus, you get over a year's worth of content that you can learn from. So it's pretty exciting. So let me tell you how I have been bold already in 2024. As many of you know, I have been working a full-time corporate career for now 14 years this year. And I have also been the owner of One Girl Travel. I've been working basically these two jobs simultaneously. And I have given a lot of thought to what I want for my life, where I want to spend my energy, what I would regret if I didn't do it, and all those roads led me to the decision to leave my corporate job. And this was not an easy decision because I love my job. I love my coworkers. Like, those people are my family. I love them so much, and it broke my heart to make the decision to leave. But I know I'll regret it if I don't try. And actually, in November in New Orleans at my mentor Tanya Lee's Soci South workshop, I declared in front of a room of hundreds of women that I was going to give my resignation on January 2nd. And I stuck to my word. The first day back for the new year, I gave my resignation after 14 years in the business. And it has been a journey. It has been mentally draining. It's been exciting. It's been scary. It's been every feeling that you could possibly feel because there's a lot that is happening with this. There is a lot of emotion that's involved. And I mean, I know it's the right move for me. I know that I can help people with this work. And I'm so excited to commit 100% of myself, my energy, to One Girl Travel. Because if you've been following along, I mean, my friend, I've been doing that on my lunch hour and at night after work and on weekends, and whenever I can fit it in, I would do it. So imagine what's possible when I can dedicate my life to this work. And I'm so, so excited for that journey. And I can't wait to just share so much with all of you. I am going to be very present on social media. So if you're not following me yet, make sure you're following me on Instagram. It's the word one_girl_travel, on TikTok, One Girl Travel, Facebook, One Girl Travel. You're here. You already know about the podcast. There's going to be more trips. There's going to be more content, more everything. So definitely send me what you want to learn from me, because I am all ears and I am ready and willing to create the content that you want. So I'm so excited about that. What else? I've been sharing kind of that I've been in the dating world in 2023. That was something that was very uncomfortable for me. It's something I've been avoiding for a long time, but I felt like 2023 was the right time for me to embark on this journey. I felt that I was at a point in my life where I was ready to share my life with somebody else and share all these amazing journeys I've been on and just everything. I want to share everything. And so I embarked on this journey. That journey of dating in 2023, after about 5 years of not dating, made me realize a lot about myself and a lot of work that I needed to do that I had no idea I even needed to address, because I was avoiding it. I was avoiding relationships. I was avoiding dating. So how could I possibly know that I had all of these other things going on until I did it? And that's exactly what happened. I started dating and I started noticing these patterns in myself. Why am I so anxious? Why am I so stressed out? Why am I so emotional? Why do I have all these thoughts? Why do I have these doubts? I know better. I'm a coach. I know how I should be thinking. Why am I doing this? And that led to even more inner work. So going into 2023, I had some big plans for myself. I thought I was peaked at my knowledge and my just everything. And it just knocked me for a loop and sent me on a completely different journey that I had no plans on being on. And it took me into observing and addressing and I mean, deep diving into childhood trauma. Something that I didn't even know I needed to address. I just kind of deleted it from my memory, and I embarked actually on a psychedelic journey, which I now feel comfortable sharing since I am no longer employed by a corporate company. And for those of you who don't know what a psychedelic journey is, it is where you go for a therapeutic experience. I didn't do this for recreational purposes. It was for a therapeutic experience where I did want to dig into my past and kind of uncover those blank memories, those blank spaces in my memory from my childhood that I couldn't remember, that I knew were associated with how I was reacting when it came to dating. And so I embarked on this journey and I took psychedelic mushrooms, a large dosage of it, because you do want to basically go into another dimension or another life or wherever your journey takes you. It takes you to where you need to go. And I did that. And I saw my entire childhood memories I couldn't even recall. And as soon as I was there in this journey, I knew those were real. I knew those were my memories. And I just haven't accessed them in so long. And because I did that, I unlocked this other level of myself, because now I had the knowledge. Oh, I act this way because of this. I act this way because this happened. What am I going to do about it? So once you unlock those things, now you have a decision. Are you going to ignore them or are you going to face them head on? And I decided to face them head on. And it was not an easy task. I mean, I'm pretty sure I cried from August to the end of October every single day. And I mean, like every day, just crying. I didn't know why I was crying, but I was crying. And at first, it was annoying. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Why am I crying all the time? I don't understand. And then I spoke to my mentor. I spoke to my community that was part of the journey. And they told me, it's your body releasing the trauma. It's your body releasing the stress and getting rid of the things that don't serve you anymore. It's releasing it. It's not a bad thing. Allow it to happen. And once I allowed it to happen, it said, okay, it's all right that this is happening. I'm not judging myself for crying all the time. My body's helping me. This is good. Once I acknowledged that and just let it happen, all of a sudden the crying stopped. And I mean, it stopped. And then I was concerned. I'm like, well, what's wrong with me now? Why am I not crying? And I didn't cry for a few months. And that was interesting also. So I'm like, am I broken? I don't understand. I went from crying to not crying. Whatever. But this is all the things that go on behind the surface of people that you see on social media and, you know, podcasts, the internet, wherever. You don't know what people are dealing with because they're not sharing those things. I don't want to share that I'm crying with everybody. I don't want to share that I'm, you know, deep diving into trauma. That's not related to social, to travel and all of that. So I didn't feel comfortable. And also because of my corporate job, I didn't feel comfortable talking about it either. But now, like I said, now I evolved, from 2023 to 2024. I feel like a new woman. I feel like I found myself. I feel like I found that confidence within myself. I know exactly who I am now. I feel calm. I feel just assured with who I am. And not much really gets to me now. I'm not worried about nonsense. I'm not stressing myself out. I just feel good. And I feel ready. And that's what gave me the boost I needed to actually take a chance on myself and One Girl Travel and just honor myself and my dreams and my calling that I had back in 2019 in Paris, where I knew this was something that I wanted to do and that I was meant to be doing. So anyways, going back to the whole dating relationship thing, I dated and I experienced things, and it was a lot. It was a lot of work. It was a lot of just eye-opening experiences, but eventually I found somebody, and that's exciting because I haven't had a boyfriend in quite some time, and now I do. And yeah, we're ready going on a trip together. Like, it's so exciting. And I feel ready because I did that work. I did that inner work for myself. And I used my femininity also. One of my mentors likes to call it feminine magic. And I truly believe that because I feel magical. I feel like I am in my feminine era, and I'm embracing it, and I'm embracing me, and embracing these moments, and not worrying about what's going to happen or whatever, just enjoying the moment. And I think that's such a freeing thing to do, to not stress about what's going to happen and what if this goes wrong. You can't control that. But what you can control is enjoying the moment now. And that's what I'm doing. And so all of those things have been going on behind the scenes. And I also flew down to Houston right before the new year. I went to one of my mentors, April's, party. She was hosting this private party, and it was Gatsby themed. I flew down for 2 nights, literally for her party. Had the best time ever. Might have partied a little too hard, but oh my gosh, it was so much fun. And I had the best time. And it just made me realize, like, I'm so excited to have these experiences and travel when I can. And I'm actually flying down to Houston soon for her event, Feminine and Rich. It's a female entrepreneur workshop. And I'm so pumped for all of this. And I'm excited to share it with all of you and be more open about the conversations that we're having on the podcast. And yeah, I'm going to end it here. So I just gave you a little brief summary of what's been happening behind the scenes, because I have not been posting on social media because honestly, it didn't feel authentic for me to be posting, you know, random travel pictures when I'm dealing with all this heavy stuff, where I'm dealing with a new relationship. I'm dealing with leaving my job. I'm dealing with inner healing and preparing for the new year. It's a lot. And sometimes you need that time for yourself just to give yourself grace and heal and enjoy the moment and take a break from social media and publicity, I guess. But I'm ready for 2024. I'm ready for all of it. And I am so excited that you're here with me for this journey because it's going to be fun. So let's see what happens. I will talk to you soon. I don't know what's going to happen in this podcast. Maybe I'll be talking more on here because I'll have more time. Who knows? But I'm excited for it. And I hope you are. And I will talk to you next week. All right, my friends, have a good day. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the One Girl Travel Podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can find out more about your host on our website, onegirltravel.com, or follow her on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, and TikTok. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
If you enjoyed this episode of the One Girl Travel Podcast, then I invite you to join me over on Instagram. That's where all the fun is happening. So be sure you're following me at @one_girl_travel. That's one_girl_travel. And I would love for you to follow along on my journey.